Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Vargas, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 315. In the learning of the German new medicine, which is for many Germanische Heilkunde, the most important part is the learning of the five biological laws of nature, its fundamental principles. Then comes the second most important part, the learning of the significant biological special programs of nature. Global GNM Health Tips are now discussing the significant biological special programs or SBS, in which the most important point is the tissue or organ under consideration. SBS means nothing but what is popularly known as disease. Once we complete the biological special programs, we will take up the learning of schizophrenic constellations, the so-called psychiatric diseases or mental disorders. If we make an overview of the organs and tissues we consider under the larger section of the significant biological special programs, we can divide them into the following sections. 1. Organs controlled from the brainstem. 2. Organs controlled from the midbrain. 3. Organs controlled from the cerebellum. 4. Organs controlled from the cerebral medulla. 5. Organs controlled from the cerebral cortex. Global GNM Health Tips, through its 314 episodes, completed discussion of all these sections. What remain are the following three sections. 6. Organs controlled from the cerebral cortex with functional changes or functional loss. 7. Organs controlled from the cerebral medulla and from the motor cortex. And lastly, 8. Organs controlled from the diencephalon with functional changes or functional loss. Today, we are beginning to study the SBSs of organs controlled from the cerebral cortex but with functional changes or functional loss. The first organ we are going to take up for study today is retina. In GNM, whenever you hear the name of any organ, it is necessary for you to pinpoint exactly in which group of organs it comes. So, with the full awareness that retina is an organ that is controlled from the cerebral cortex but has either functional changes or functional loss, we are proceeding to study its SBS in detail. In modern information age, any layman can get the knowledge of any organ by using the search engines like Google. But in most of the times, you will be getting information not enough for a GNM understanding. Here, in the GNM learning, what is more important is to learn the development and function of the particular organ. So, here we go like that. The retina is a light-sensitive layer of nerves that forms a lining in the back of eyes. It contains neurons called rods and cones. They are photoreceptors, meaning they receive light and colors from the lens of eyes. Then they convert them into impulses and send them through the optic nerve to the visual cortex at the back part of the brain. The acuity of vision is of different levels in the retina. There is a particular area located near the central portion of the retina called the macula. It is responsible for the central vision. Inside the macula itself, there is a small pit called fovea, permitting the highest visual acuity. What is important for our present GNM studies is that this light-sensitive neurological layer is derived from the ectoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral cortex at the part called visual cortex. Now let us try to understand more about retina as much as is necessary for our GNM studies. We divide each visual field, right and left, into two. We can call them as one close to the temporal bone and one close to the nose, or as temporal field or nasal field. Similarly, the retina of each eye also can be divided into two halves called temporal retina and nasal retina. You please note that light from 90% of the left visual field and 10% of the right visual field fall on the right half of the retina, and 90% of the right visual field and 10% of the left visual field falls on the left half of the retina of both eyes. Another fact to be understood is that there takes place a refraction of light by the cornea and the lens, and that as a result, the image projected onto the retina is actually reversed. As a result, what is in the temporal field of vision of either eye is perceived by the nasal retina, and what is in the nasal field of vision of either eye is perceived by the temporal retina. Dr. Hammer relates the overlapping of the visual fields to the evolutionary changes. In the early part of evolution, the eyes were positioned on the sides, and it was only during the latter part of evolution that the eyes moved to the front, and it was then only that visual fields started overlapping. We shall continue discussing on the retina and its significant biological special program during the days to come. Please continue listening to the Global GNM Health Tips. Today you heard the 315th episode. See you tomorrow at the same time. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.